From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syrian rebels fear premature peace deal. U.S. officials say they can see no strategy behind Russia's military intervention in Syria, just short-term buttressing of President Bashar al-Assad's faltering armed forces that will fail and trap Moscow in a quagmire. Syrian opposition politicians, however, worry the Kremlin's strategy is to maneuver the West into endorsing a peace plan that would end the Syrian revolution and even the breakup of Syria. In interviews with VOA, several opposition leaders said they fear Western fatigue and U.S. wariness over escalation will lead Washington and the European powers to agree on a peace deal secured under pressure from the Russian military intervention that would see the long-term survival of Assad's authoritarian regime in Damascus. Israel has suffered its deadliest day since the latest wave of Palestinian attacks began. At least three Israelis were killed Tuesday and more than a dozen wounded in the three Palestinian attacks. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he will travel to Israel and the Palestinian territories due to the escalation of violence there.
Unless we get going, a two-state solution could conceivably be stolen from everybody. And there's been a massive increase in settlements over the course of last years. Now you have this violence because there's a frustration that is growing, and a frustration among Israelis who don't see any movement. So I look at that and I say, you know, if that did explode, and I pray and hope it won't, and I think there are options to prevent that, but we would inevitably be, you know, at some point, we're going to have to be engaged in working through those kinds of difficulties.
This is VOA News. The investigation into the crash of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine last year finds the plane was shot down by a surface-to-air missile fired from a Russian-made missile launcher. Dutch officials announced their findings. Tuesday, Charles Maines has more from Moscow for VOA.
Speaking in Moscow, the CEO of Almazante, Yan Novikov, says evidence shows flight MH17 was hit by one of Russia's Buk missile systems, as Western nations have alleged, but that the weapon was an older Soviet model no longer used by the Russian military. Novikov says his company's analysis also indicates the rocket was fired from territory that Russia says was under Ukrainian government control at the time of the crash. The Almazante presentation came just hours before a Dutch safety board issued its long-anticipated report on the downing of flight MH17. While the Dutch investigation does not seek to assign blame for the incident, Russia has chafed at suggestions the Russian-made rocket was fired from rebel-held territory. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
The report said the plane was hit on the left side by shrapnel from the detonation of a missile fired from the ground. Amnesty International is accusing Western-backed Kurdish forces of forcibly ejecting mainly Arab and Turkmen populations from villages in northern Syria that were previously under the control of terrorist group Islamic State. Henry Ridgewell reports Kurdish forces deny any policy of forced displacement.
All but one of the houses in the village of Hussein, northern Syria, has been razed to the ground. Husseinia was under the control of Islamic State militants until earlier this year, but they were forced out by Kurdish forces known as the YPG. Amnesty International claims the YPG, along with their police force known as the Asayish, destroyed the village along with at least six others. Amnesty claims thousands of people, mainly ethnic Arabs and Turkmen, have been forced to flee their homes in a campaign of collective punishment. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Well, after watching Republican candidates spar in two rounds of debates, Democrats looking to become the next U.S. president got their turn at a first debate of the 2016 election campaign in Las Vegas. One of the candidates who's given Hillary Clinton a surprise run for her money, especially in early primary states, is Vermont United States Senator Bernie Sanders.
We have 27 million people living in poverty. We have massive wealth and income inequality. Our trade policies have cost us millions of decent jobs. The American people want to know whether we're going to have a democracy or an oligarchy as a result of Citizens United.
Recent polls put Ms. Clinton ahead with about 40% support. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.